Okay, we are continuing in Nefesh HaChayim, Shar Dalet. We are in the middle of Perek Yud Aleph. Perek Yud Aleph has been a very long Perek. We've broken it up now for multiple Shiurim. We are beginning with the paragraph that begins, Ubechazis. Just to kind of quickly review. So, Rav Chaim Volozhiner has been laying again, continuing the idea that the entire world was created for the Bnei Yisrael to learn Torah, and again, that is the foundation of everything that we have. It's the foundation of the world, it's the foundation of all of creation. And those who are engaged in learning Torah Lishma, those are people that they fortify the world. And as he had mentioned previously, Chazal had said that the world was a little shaky until the Torah was given, and then our Torah learning, every time we open up a sefer, every time we sit and learn, that continues to fortify the world. And he's going to continue on that same theme, quoting a number of different Chazal and Zohar that we're going to go through right now. Okay, so we are picking up right in the middle of Perek Yud Aleph, in the paragraph, Ubechazis. And he says, and as we see, the Pasuk in Shirat Shirim says, Shokav Amudei Sheish, that his legs are like marble pillars set in sockets of fine gold. Again, describing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his greatness. Who is that specifically referring to? Says the Medrash, Eilu Tamidei Chachamim. He's referring to Tamidei Chachamim. Lama Nimshalu La'amudim. Why are Tamidei Chachamim compared to Amudim, to pillars? Why is the Tamidei Chacham called a pillar? Shem Amudei Olam, that they keep the world going. Shenemar Imlo Brisi Yomam V'Layla Kuko Shemayim V'Aretz Lo Samti. If not for the covenant of the Torah, that I would never have created Shemayim V'Aretz. That literally, that the condition of keeping the world going is having people learn the Torah. It's an important Yisod Gadol in terms of understanding that what we have is in order to create and to foster greater Limud HaTorah. There's an amazing story that with Rav Chanan Wasserman, Hashem Yimkom Damo, that many years ago Rav Chanan Wasserman was collecting, around Baranovich for the yeshiva, and one very cold winter night he came to knock on a wealthy gvir's door to be able to collect for the yeshiva, and he knew that in those days, again, it wasn't like you could just take out a vacuum cleaner and to vacuum up any dirt, or it was easy, it was hard to clean floors. So Rav Chanan Wasserman went around to the back door to the servant's entrance in the kitchen, and it was late at night. All of a sudden, there's a knock on the door, and the gvir happened to be in the kitchen getting something to eat. He looked there and at the door, and there was Rav Chanan Wasserman, and it was a stormy, blustery, wintry night, and he opens the door and says, Rebbe, what are you doing here in the back entrance by the servant's entrance? And he said, well, I didn't want to come in, my boots are all muddy and snowy, I didn't want to get your carpet dirty. He says, Chas Hashem, he says, that my children should see the Gadol Hador coming in through the back entrance. Rebbe, b'chol mechios kvodcha, if you could please go around to the front entrance. And he closed the door in Rav Chanan Wasserman. Rav Chanan Wasserman goes around to the front door, and he knocks on the door, and there the guy goes, he puts on his hat and his jacket, and he opens up the door, and Rav Chanan Wasserman comes in, and he dances in Rav Chanan Wasserman, he calls all his kids in. He says, Kinder, come, the Gadol Hador, Rav Chanan Wasserman's here. Come, let's be mechabed him. And he says, oh, come, I'll take off my boots. No, Chas Hashem, Rebbe, please walk on my floor. He says, but I'm going to get your floor dirty. And he says, Rebbe, what do you think I have all this for? What do you think HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me all my possessions? It's only to uphold the Torah. It's only to give kavod HaTorah, to give kavod to Tamei Chachamim. So again, it's hard a little bit to relate to this, to these chazals that, that when we're mevatel Torah, we destroy the world. It's important to look at it perhaps in the positive, that we have every opportunity to bechazik the world when we're bechazik Torah, whether it's we are learning it or we're supporting it. In Tashem, we should do both. Right, but it's an important, perspective in Ashkafa to begin to understand that the Torah is what keeps the world going. And he says, "With Mishlei Rabasa," and the Medrash and Mishlei says, "Chachmos Bansa Besa," that wisdom is what builds the home. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu says, quoting the Medrash, "Im Zocha Adam L'Lama Torah V'Chachma." If you're Zocha if you merit to be able to learn Torah and its wisdom, Choshev lefanai kamo shabar shemayim. It's as if you were creating the heavens. Uki'ilu hemid kol ha'olam kulo. And as if you're enabling the entire world to exist. If you look, one of those, the diuk to look at, if you look in the Medrash that we just quoted, it says, im zocha adam v'lam Torah. If you're zocha Torah and Torah. So I've lost one. Why does it say if you're zocha Torah and Torah? Either you do or you don't. Either you learn Torah or you don't learn Torah. What does it mean if you're zochet to learn Torah? If we begin to understand that it's a schus, it's a merit every time we have an opportunity to learn. It's not such a simple thing that we can take for granted to be able to sit and learn Torah, whether it's because of our backgrounds, whether because of what we have. I had, I remember many years ago when I was a counselor at NCSY sports camp, many, many, many moons ago. And I was there with a friend of mine who is now a principal of another, also Yeshiva Day School. And we were there, we were learning late at night, and one of the boys came in, and he saw we were learning. He's like, why are you guys learning so much? He's like, I can't deal with this right now. And so I remember my chavrusa said to him, he says, what makes you think you'll be zocha one day to be able to sit and learn? He says, maybe you won't get that schus, and you're going to squander it. Right now you have an opportunity. So we don't often appreciate the opportunities that HaKadosh Baruch Hu throws our way and gives us to be able to have the opportunity and the privilege to be able to learn His Torah. It says, Reb Chaim continues, but he says, likewise, Visham there continues in the Perek Eishes Chayil, and there it says in Eishes Chayil, the Medrash, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Banai Hoyum Askin V'Torah B'Yom U'Balayla. My children are involved, engaged in learning Torah day and night. It's as if they're keeping the entire world going. If you understand that when you sit and learn, you're keeping the whole world going, you don't stop for anything. Unless there's a really good reason to stop. There's no reason to stop. If you were mamish holding up the world, would you stop? Would you stop? My wife was reading just recently the Rebbetzin Kanievsky biography, and she told me this unbelievable maisa. It says that when Reb Chaim Kanievsky and Rebbetzin Kanievsky were dating, I think it was, or engaged, it says that Reb Chaim Kanievsky went to pick up Rebbetzin Kanievsky at the bus station. Yeah, they didn't have cell phones in those days. I don't think Reb Chaim has a cell phone today anyway, but they didn't have cell phones. Rebbetzin Kanievsky came on a bus, and Reb Chaim got there early. His mother told him, Rebbetzin, the stipend, his wife, said to young Reb Chaim, you have to go pick up and meet your kala there at the bus station. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky went, and he went to the bus station, and he sat down with the Gemara on the bench there waiting for Rebbetzin Kanievsky to come off the bus. And he got so orangutan in learning, so engaged in learning, he mamish just forgot where he was, and he forgot about Rebbetzin Kanievsky. Like 6 hours later, when Rebbetzin Kanievsky had to get to her in-law's house, they would have sent like a search party to find Reb Chaim Kanievsky. They didn't know where he was, and they found him sitting there on a bench. Because like he just got completely absorbed in his learning. Again, when you're holding up the world, you keep going. Says the Zohar in Bereishis, he continues, and I'm going to read here the Hebrew translation of the Zohar. It says, "Kol misha osik b'Torah b'chol yom yiska sheyihi elo chel kol maba." Whoever is engaged in Torah learning every single day, every day. It's important to focus on every day. We'll get to that in a second. Then he'll be zocha, he'll have a chelik in olam haba. V'yiyah nechshav lo ki'ilu bana olamos. It's as if he's creating worlds. Shari b'Torah nivne ha'olam v'nistachel. Because the Torah builds and creates the world. V'zeh shekasav HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'chachma yasad ha'aretz. Hashem, he laid the foundation of the world with chachma, with wisdom. V'in kasav v'heyeh etzla emon ha'osik ba b'nisra v'schal olamos mekayim osam. And whoever learns it, keeps the world going. Hashem created the world with wisdom, and He sustains it with wisdom. What's this wisdom? What's this ruach? Those who are osik b'Torah. So two diukim within the Zohar. As again, we've seen over and over again that both the Medrash and the Zohar continue to use the lashon of an asek b'Torah, and that's what the brach we make in the morning in Birchas Torah, la'asok b'dere Torah. Right, not l'mod b'la'asok. It's important that we understand that la'asek is that it's a business. It's like a transaction. It's a responsibility. Rav Shechter Shlita and Mori V'Rebbe, Rav Sack Shlita, often point out that when we sit and learn, we have an achrayus to treat it like we would our business. I remember many years ago, and I had to ask Rav Schechter. I had to go away, we had an out-of-town chasana, and I asked Rav Schechter, I said, when I was in the kolo, I was getting paid from the YU kolo, and I said, am I allowed to miss kolo seder to go somewhere? So Rav Schechter said, this is your job. Your job is to sit and learn. If you had a business, would you take off your business to leave? If yes, so then great. If not, then no. You know, my Mori Varebi always points out that he says it's always ironic that at a bris mila, at the bris seuda, often the kol guys are always the ones that are there. And it's quite ironic and quite tragic, because he says it's ridiculous. He says they should be the first people out of there. They should be the guys who are hopping around the quick zimun to run back to kol seder. But unfortunately, not everybody treats it like an asek. And the other thing to think about is that the Zohar points out that what does it mean to keep the world going? Those people who sit and learn, bechol yom. It's every single day. It's a consistency. It's an every single day. It's not just, okay, I'm going to learn today, I'll learn today. Okay, I'll hop around 10 minutes here, 10 minutes there. It's a consistency of building a life that's founded on Torah. It's a consistency. Rav Hirsch, Shlomo Shol Hirsch, points out that the Pasuk says, you know, when we say in Ashrei, the Gemara in Bracha says that a person who says Ashrei three times a day, muftach lo shehu ben olam haba, they are promised that they're going to be considered someone who's a ben olam haba. Answer of Hirsch, is that really true? What does that mean? If I say Ashrei three times a day, automatically I'm olam haba? We just got finished saying that it's only if I sit and learn lishma. All of a sudden, I can just say Ashrei and I'm a muftach lo shehu ben olam haba? It doesn't make any sense. It's not a stabber. It's against everything that we kind of believe in. Rav Hirsch says that it's not a vort, it's not pshat that I'm able to just say Ashrei and then done. I'm olam haba. I can go. Rav Hirsch says that if we understand that every single day, three times a day, day in and day out, in the three periods of life, in the morning is when it's a time when I can see a Kadosh Baruch Hu clearly. The afternoon is when it's hard, sometimes hard to see a Kadosh Baruch Hu in our lives. And the night is when it's really hard, challenging, but we don't see a Kadosh Baruch Hu in our lives. And every single day, I come to play, and I know that Asher Yisro Yisachla, Kadosh Baruch Hu is those, praise those who are sitting in his house, and Hashem is Poseich Zedech Masbiyoch HaLachai Rasan. We believe that Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us everything, no matter what. We believe in Kadosh Baruch Hu, even when things are hard. It's about consistency, day in and day out, becoming a growing Jew. And he says, again, he quotes the next Zohar in Parshas Vayeshev, continues Reb Chaim, says, Mishum kach ha-kol omed al-kiyum ha-Torah, everything exists because of the existence of Torah, va'olam ino omed b'kiyuma elo b'Torah. And nothing exists without the Torah, shehu ki-ha-kiyum sha'olamos elyon v'tachton, that it is what continues and keeps the world going. Because, and again, he goes the next Zohar in Parshas Truma, says, kevan shenivne shenivra ha-olam, since the world was created, kol davar v'davar lohi miskayim, nothing exists ad she'alo baratzon livro adam she'yeh by Torah. Nothing exists except when people are engaged in learning Torah. Because that's what keeps the world going. Ata now, kol mishem estakel b'Torah of osik ba, can be yachol mekayim g'kol olam. Now, anybody who looks inside of the Torah and is engaged in it, they keep the world going. Mekadosh Baruch Hu who estakel b'Torah u'bari alam. Because Mekadosh Baruch Hu looked into the Torah and created the world. Adam istakel b'Torah u'mekayim es olam. And Adam, man, looks into the Torah and keeps the world going. Nimsa shehamaisa v'akiyom es kol ha'olam hi ha'Torah. That which keeps the world going is the Torah itself. Mishum zeh ashrei Adam osik b'Torah ki u'mekayim es olam. Praiseworthy is a person who's engaged in Torah because he keeps the world going. Again, we're seeing a repetitive nature, right, of these Zohars, of these Chazals. He quotes one more Zohar. And he says in Parshas Vayikra, "Mishum sha'olam lo nivra ela b'shivil haTorah," because the world was created only for the Torah. Because man she Yisrael is asking b'Torah ha'olam kayim. As long as Klal Yisrael is engaged in Torah, the world exists. Because man she Yisrael mevatelim min haTorah, ma kasov imo brisi yom v'leila. If Klal Yisrael chas v'shalom would mevatel completely from Torah, the world would revert back to nothingness. V'lachein, here's the punchline. V'chein amru perik ma'os haTorah. It says in Perik Yavas and Perik Vav, that anyone who learns Torah lishma, as again as we said earlier, lishma is for the sake of the Torah itself. They are called a friend, a rea, a neighbor, a friend. Because you become literally a partner Again, going back to the concept of a business, of an Isaac. You become a business partner with a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Since you keep the entire world going with your learning Torah, and without this, everything would revert back to emptiness and nothingness. As it says, the Medrash early said earlier, Dimisich Rayasai. Rayasai, my beloved to Olami, my eternal beloved, Shekibu Torasi. Why are we called the Kadosh Baruch Hu's beloved? Because we received his Torah. And that's the ultimate punchline, the takeaway of all of these Chazals and all of these Zohars, is to begin to understand that we're so privileged and so lucky to be a Kadosh Baruch Hu's beloved, and that we are able to mekayim and be a shutif, a partner with him, to keep the world going. I don't know if that doesn't inspire you to learn tomorrow morning. I'm not sure what else to say. Okay, so we'll stop for tonight. Mr. Shem, we'll pick up Thursday night. Thursday's a Tainus. I'm assuming we should keep going. Everybody okay with Thursday night? Yeah. Okay. Good. So fine. So Shem will begin Perek Yud Beis on Thursday nights. Okay, everybody, say have a wonderful night.